This is Vision for Christ World, Toledo, Ohio, USA. My name is Tim Taylor. Most of us have heard the stories of people hurt in a car accident, and while they're in the hospital emergency room, they clinically die for a few moments, and they think they see heaven or hell. Then they are resuscitated and brought back to life by the medical team. When I talk about being raised from the dead, I mean people who are dead for days, being brought back to life by the power of God. This is a real distinctive of the Christian faith, resurrection power. Listen to this from Matthew 11, 1-6. When Jesus had finished giving instructions to his 12 disciples, he moved on from there to teach and preach in their towns. Now when John heard in prison what the Christ was doing, he sent a message through his disciples and asked him, "Are you the one who is to come, or should we expect someone else?" Jesus replied to them, "Go and report to John what you hear and see. The blind receive their sight, the lame walk, those with leprosy are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the poor are told the good news, and blessed is the one who is not offended by me." Father God, let me show everyone who you really are and reveal your only Son, Jesus Christ, to those who are listening. Praying in the name of Jesus, amen. You may contact us through our website at visionforchristworld.com. Just click on Contact at the top of the main page. Christianity depends on new life in Christ. Christ was raised from the dead, and so will all true believers in Christ be raised to new life. This is what makes Christianity distinct from all other faiths. Fear of death is one of the most common fears most people experience. For the Christian, death is merely the gateway to an awesome and wonderful eternal life of happiness in the presence of God. A life free from pain, sorrow, regret, and loneliness. So who would not want to be raised to new life, eternal life with Jesus? Unfortunately, the pride of people thinking they are smarter than the Bible and will not allow themselves to be fooled by religion. This is one of the main lies of Satan. Many will fall for this lie. But for those of you who are open-minded, here are some selected portions of 1 Corinthians chapter 15. "Let me now remind you, dear brothers and sisters, of the good news I preached to you before. I passed on to you what was most important and what had also been passed on to me. Christ died for our sins, just as the Scriptures said. He was buried and he was raised from the dead on the third day, just as the Scripture said. He was seen by Peter and then by the 12. After that, he was seen by more than 500 of his followers at one time, most of whom are still alive, though some have died. Then he was seen by James and later by all the apostles. Since we preach that Christ rose from the dead, why are some of you saying there will be no resurrection of the dead? For if there is no resurrection of the dead, then Christ has not been raised either. And if Christ has not been raised, then all our preaching is useless, and your faith is useless. And we apostles would all be lying about God, for we have said that God raised Christ from the grave. But that cannot be true if there is no resurrection of the dead. And if there is no resurrection of the dead, then Christ has not been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, then your faith is useless, and you are still guilty in your sins. In that case, all who have died believing in Christ are lost. And if our hope in Christ is only for this life, we are more to be pitied than anyone in the world. But in fact, Christ has been raised from the dead. He is the first of a great harvest of all who have died. So you see, just as death came into the world through a man, now the resurrection from the dead has begun through another man. Just as everyone dies because we all belong to Adam, everyone who belongs to Christ will be given new life. But there is an order to this resurrection. Christ was raised as the first of the harvest. Then all who belong to Christ will be raised when he comes back. And why should we ourselves risk our lives hour by hour? For I swear, dear brothers and sisters, that I face death daily. This is as certain as my pride in what Christ Jesus our Lord has done in you. Think carefully about what is right and stop sinning. For to your shame I say that some of you do not know God at all. Now, with the resurrection of the dead, our earthly bodies are planted in the ground when we die, but they will be raised to live forever. Our bodies are buried in brokenness, but they will be raised in glory. They are buried in weakness, but they will be raised in strength. They are buried as natural human bodies, but they will be raised as spiritual bodies. What I am saying, dear brothers and sisters, is that our physical bodies cannot inherit the kingdom of God. These dying bodies that we live in cannot inherit what will last forever. But let me reveal to you a wonderful secret. We will not all die, but we will all be transformed. It will happen in a moment, in the blink of an eye, when the last trumpet is blown. For when the trumpet sounds, those who have died will be raised to live forever, and we who are living will also be transformed. For our dying bodies must be transformed into bodies that will never die. Our mortal bodies must be transformed into immortal bodies. Then, when our dying bodies have been transformed into bodies that will never die, this scripture will be fulfilled. Death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your victory? O death, where is your sting? For sin is the sting that results in death, and the law gives sin its power. But thank God he gives us victory over sin and death through our Lord Jesus Christ. So my dear brothers and sisters, be strong and immovable. Always work enthusiastically for the Lord. For you know that nothing you do for the Lord is ever useless. Now going back to the Gospel book of Matthew chapter 16 and verse 21, we read, "From that time on, Jesus began to show his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things at the hands of the elders, chief priests, and experts in the law, and be killed, and on the third day be raised from the dead." In Matthew 27:50-53, it gives this account of the conclusion of the crucifixion. "And Jesus cried out again with a loud voice and yielded up his spirit. And behold, the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. And the earth shook, and the rocks were split. The tombs also were opened. And many bodies of the saints who had fallen asleep were raised. And coming out of the tombs after his resurrection, they went into the holy city and appeared to many." So we witness in this text the active power of Jesus Christ, that his resurrection caused the resurrection of others. In John 11:21-27, we read a portion of the story of the resurrection of Lazarus. It begins with one of the sisters of Lazarus talking with Jesus. "Martha said to Jesus, 'Lord, if only you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now I know that God will give you whatever you ask.' Jesus told her, 'Your brother will rise again.' 'Yes,' Martha said, 'he will rise when everyone else rises at the last day.' Jesus told her, 'I am the resurrection and the life. Anyone who believes in me will live, even after dying. Everyone who lives in me and believes in me will never, ever die. Do you believe this, Martha?' 'Yes, Lord,' she told him. 'I have always believed you are the Messiah, the Son of God, the one who has come into the world from God.'" Later on in this story, we read about the tomb of Lazarus. "Roll the stone aside," Jesus told them. But a sister of the dead man, Martha, protested, "Lord, he has been dead for 4 days. There will be a bad smell." Jesus responded, "Didn't I tell you that if you believe, you would see the glory of God?" So they rolled the stone aside. Then Jesus looked up to heaven and said, Father, thank you for hearing me. You always hear me, but I said it out loud for the sake of all these people standing here, so that they will believe you sent me. Then Jesus shouted, Lazarus, come out! And the dead man came out walking, his hands and feet bound in grave clothes, his face wrapped in a headcloth. Jesus told them, Unwrap him and let him go. Now, at the start of our broadcast today, I mentioned about hospital resuscitation, where a clinically dead person is brought back to life after a few minutes. But the resurrection that Jesus performed was miraculous and supernatural, because Lazarus had been dead for 4 days and was already decomposing as a corpse, because his sister told Jesus there would be a bad smell from the body. But the miracle of Jesus apparently took care of that issue as well. Acts 4:33 says, The apostles testified powerfully to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and the great blessing of God was upon them all. The exciting hope Christians now have for their future is found in Romans 6:5. For if we have become united with him in the likeness of his death, we will certainly also be united in the likeness of his resurrection. Because Jesus was raised, so too will all true Christians be raised to new life after they die physically. Christians do not fear death. There is no reason to fear it. Christ has conquered death, and by faith in him, true believers in Christ will also share in his resurrection. Now, let me pray for you. Father God, in the name of your one and only unique Son, Jesus Christ, I ask you to send your Holy Spirit to touch the heart and mind of every person listening to me right now. Cause them to desire to have their sins taken away, to pray and ask to be granted repentance that leads to life by God, and to repent of their sins. Honestly, sincerely repent. To have that penalty for sin removed, so that through the faith you give them, they may believe in you, Jesus, and have eternal, never-ending life, starting today, by having personal, saving faith in you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Now, our website address is visionforchristworld.com. You may contact us through our website at visionforchristworld.com. Just click on Contact at the top of the main page. Until the next broadcast, this is Tim Taylor praying the great blessings of God with joy and peace upon your life as you embrace Jesus Christ in personal saving faith. I will leave you today with this text from 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 13 to 17. Christian brothers, we want you to know for sure about those who have died. You have no reason to have sorrow as those who have no hope. We believe that Jesus died and then came back to life again. Because we believe this, we know that God will bring to life again all those who belong to Jesus. We tell you this as it came from the Lord. Those of us who are alive when the Lord comes again will not go ahead of those who have died. For the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a loud call. The head angel will speak with a loud voice. The trumpet of God will give its sound. First, those who belong to Christ will come out of their graves to meet the Lord. Then those of us who are still living here on earth will be gathered together with them in the clouds. We will meet the Lord in the sky and be with him forever.